The University of Arizona is asking its students to shelter in place for the next 14 days to stop the spread of the virus. The university and the Pima County Health Department made the recommendation after nearly 600 new cases were identified on campus. The county does have the authority to quarantine buildings. University President Dr. Robert Robbins said he's not ready yet to require students to stay home, but he warned the recommendation is their last chance to get the situation under control without mandatory action. And joining us for a few minutes to talk more about this move and what could come next is Christopher Conover of Arizona Public Media in Tucson. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
So what prompted this response? We know there was a jump in cases, but this seems like a pretty aggressive response.
What prompted the response is that jump in cases. When classes began here at the University of Arizona on the 24th of August, there were single-digit cases a day. And as we moved into September, those numbers started to grow, and we have been getting 100 or so cases a day every day in September. Today, the new numbers just came out, 261 new cases confirmed on campus yesterday.
Did President Robbins or Dr. Cullen, when they talked about this, like attribute this spike to anything in particular? Is this just about students being on campus, or is this people not following health recommendations?
They were pretty specific about it. Without naming names, they pointed to fraternity and sorority houses and high-rise student apartments that are ringing one side of the campus, and big parties where students are going to pools, 100 students or more having a pool party. Obviously, they're not socially distanced if there are 100 people around a pool, no masks and things like that. And that's what they're pointing to are big, stereotypical college parties.
So at this point, it's a recommendation to stay home. Are there going to be exceptions here? Is this a situation where, in essence, could you see the county taking action? Could you see Dr. Robbins really deciding to put his foot down?
That we asked about yesterday, and Dr. Cullen said she's willing to quarantine buildings if she has to. They don't want to go down that road, but she has the legal right to do it, and she pointed that out. Dr. Robbins said he'd be willing to do that if the need arose, if the numbers don't start to drop, but the university simply doesn't have the legal authority to do it. But the city and the county certainly do have a number of steps they could take to stop making this a voluntary shelter in place, if you will, and make it more mandatory. And they aren't telling students to not go to class or go to the grocery store or even go to work. But those are the only things they want students doing.
How will they enforce this at this point? And since it is, as we say, like a recommendation, does the school have enforcements? Like, can you be suspended for breaking these rules, for example?
You can be suspended. And according to Dr. Robbins, a number of students are working their way through the Dean of Students' office right now, dealing with suspensions and potential expulsions. I asked him to give a number. He wouldn't give a number, but I've heard that number could be fairly high, the number of students suspended at this point for violating rules, for example, large groups, more than 10 gathering, things like that. The campus itself is fairly empty because most classes are online, only what they're calling essential classes, lab classes, some performing arts that are small groups are allowed to meet in person. Everything else is supposed to be online at this point. So the campus is fairly empty. And when you're on campus, you're supposed to wear a mask at all times. So the problem is off campus.
Chris, to follow up briefly on that, AZPM is on the U of A campus. Have you been going into studio? Or have you been driving in and seeing what's going on around neighborhoods? Have you seen anything that would give you pause?
I actually have not been in our offices since March. I've been working from home now 6 months, like so many other people that who are listening right now. But I am out in the community as part of my job and just being a community member. And if you go into the more student-populated areas, you definitely see students, groups of students walking around without masks and things like that. I will say I also do see students walking around with masks as I've cut across campus a few times going cross town. But you definitely see students without masks.
That is Christopher Conover of Arizona Public Media in Tucson. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.